You've asked me to give class on the topic of Govardhan Puja. Archita Prabhu was supposed to give class, but due to extended circumstances, he won't be able to give class this morning. And immediately following the class, this will be not a regular Bhagavatam class, but a class on Govardhan Puja. And immediately following class, we'll worship Govardhan Puja like the residents of Vrindavan, circumambulating the hill and I think ultimately distributing prasadam. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. So this is Krishna book, the worship of Lord Indra and the lifting of Govardhan Hill. When Indra, every year the residents of Vrindavan would worship Indra in a ceremony called Anukuta. Because Indra is giving the rains that produce the grains that produce, that give life to the cows and the residents of Vrindavan. So they were worshiping the demigod Indra. In Bhagavad Gita, it's not recommended to worship demigods. It's recommended yasmin tuste jagat tustam, that worship Krishna and all of his parts and parcels become satisfied. But Indra, being a little bit puffed up, thinking that he was the king of heaven, of course he was the king of heaven, but thinking that that was a big deal. I'm the Sankirtan leader. I'm the best cook in the kitchen. I'm a wonderful pujari. I'm the best cleaner of the temple. Sometimes this false ego can get in the way of our devotional service. It's known as the last snare of materialistic life, the last snare of problem in devotional service. So Indra had this problem. He was thinking, yes, everyone should just worship me. But Krishna, as a seven-year-old boy, asked Nanda Maharaj, why are you doing this Indra Puja? We shouldn't be engaged in worshiping Lord Indra. Because, and he gave so many different arguments. It's by karma mimamsa, by our fruitive activities and our past karma, that we're getting the grains and we don't need to worship Indra to get that benediction. So ultimately, Krishna convinced Nanda Maharaj and the cowherd man, seven-year-old boy, he convinced them that to worship Indra was unnecessary, but that we should worship Govardhan Hill. Because Govardhan Hill is supplying so many wonderful things for the residents of Vrindavan. And so Nanda Maharaj asked, well, how do you want us to worship Govardhan Hill? And Krishna said, you make preparation of puri, rice, dal, halva, and all kinds of milk sweets, and offer it to Govardhan. Of course, Krishna ate it all. and offer it to the Govardhan Hill, and then distribute all this prasadam to all types of living entities, including the dogs, including the cows, including everyone. So, of course, also circumambulate Govardhan Hill and make a huge celebration. So they were getting ready to worship Govardhan Hill, and Indra heard that, number one, they were giving up his worship, and number two, they were worshiping Govardhan Hill and following the instructions of this 7-year-old boy. And he was not very happy. Being a little bit puffed up, he was blinded to see that Krishna was the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And he thought that he was so powerful. Bhagavad Gita tells us, you have a right to perform your prescribed duties, but you're not entitled to the fruits of your activities. Neither should you be attached to not doing your prescribed duty, but should perform one's prescribed duty. Not with the mood of, I'm so special. I remember we were doing some yoga studio, and one lady in San Diego at a yoga studio I asked her what her name was. She was the owner of the studio. She said, my name's Melissa, but you can call me Special Melissa. And I thought, you know, nowadays someone has an impediment. You don't have the proper 10 fingers and 10 toes. Oh, they're special. They're very special. Special Joey. Or special. But she was thinking, Special Melissa, because I'm not just Melissa. I'm a very special, powerful. So Indra was thinking in this way, I'm special Indra. And who is Krishna? He's a 7-year-old boy. Why are you listening to his philosophy and arguments? He's got nothing to say. So Indra, out of his anger, called for the Samvartaka cloud. And when the Samvartaka cloud came, he instructed that personality, you go and create chaos, create great misfortune and torrents of rain and difficulties for the residents of Vrindavan. So he went, the Samvartaka cloud, and caused so much problem for the residents of Vrindavan. Torrents of rain and all kinds of hurricane and difficulty, almost like what they get in Florida these days. Worse than the Florida hurricanes. And the residents became frightened. But they were praying to Krishna, oh my Lord, please help us. Please give us shelter. So the little 7-year-old boy with the left finger, pinky finger on his left hand, he lifted the Govardhan Hill and summoned everyone to come and take shelter under that hill, like an umbrella. And it says that he lifted the Govardhan hill like a child would pick up a mushroom. In his Upanishad, Srila Prabhupada explains, Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. He has all six qualities in full. Aishvaryasya, Samagrasya, Viryasya, Yashasya, Sriya. He's all strength. He has all knowledge. Aishvaryasya is all beauty. Viryasya, Yashasya, Sriya. So many qualities Krishna has. And Krishna, while lift Govardhan Hill, which is a humongous mountain. If you go to India, Govardhan Hill today, who can lift a hill, a mountain? And Prabhupada said that Krishna never had to practice weightlifting in order to lift Govardhan Hill. He didn't do any squats or what do you call curls or any of this. Everyone's engaged in lifting weights so they can lift a bigger weight. I think in one story Prabhupada told how if you want to lift a bull, you carry that bull every day from the baby cow every day. And by the time the bull is grown, you'll still be able to lift it because you're lifting every day. But Krishna never had to practice this weightlifting, power lifting, to lift Govardhan Hill. He was a 7-year-old boy. I have a grandson that's 6. Tiny, 40 pounds. And Krishna lifted Govardhan Hill for 7 days and 7 nights. He gave the residents the shelter of the Govardhan Hill. So Indra, seeing that, all the residents were protected by Krishna, and understanding Krishna's no ordinary boy, he summoned the Sambartaka cloud to back off, to withdraw the torrential rains and the terrible storms. So the Sambartaka cloud relented, came back, pulled back. And Indra at the time, he became very remorseful. And he begged Krishna for forgiveness and glorified Krishna as the Supreme Person, the all-powerful personality of Godhead. This is our position. Just like Arjuna, without Krishna, he had no power. Without Krishna, we have no power. Sometimes they try to, the impersonalistic class of men, worship the demigods to get some benediction, just like the cowherd men. They wanted the benediction of, and to thank Indra for the hoping for a new year of great crops and great grazing for the cows. But Yasmin Tuste Jagat Tustam, this is coming from Lord Krishna. People are thinking nowadays, whoever I get into office, oh, they'll give me great opportunity. We'll have great cash crop next year if our governor gets in. Now that so-and-so is the president, everything will be smooth. But we see that not a blade of grass moves without Krishna's sanction, without Krishna's approval. And you put some rascal as president, and all he can do is cause chaos and destruction. Put some rascal, they put up some commercials on TV, and you didn't even know who they wanted you to vote for, because the whole commercial was about Governor so-and-so is such a criminal and a debauchee that he stole this, he pilfered that, he embezzled funds paid for by the voters for the other candidate, that he didn't even have to say that he was going to do anything good. He just had to tell you how terrible your last governor was, all the troubles that he caused for you. And that was their advertisement for voting. And I think he won. The returning governor lost in this particular. I don't know what state it was in. I can't remember. But this is the nature of the material world. A rascal chooses another rascal. Just like Archita couldn't give class today because of his slight crippled situation. So he picked another cripple. The blind leading the blind. Cripple taking over for the cripple. The blind leading the blind. Anitanya tandayar upaniyamanas te pisa tandriyam urudamni badha. In Srimad Bhagavatam it stated, Natevidu swargagitim hi bishnu durashaya yebahi artamanina. Antanya tandayar upaniyamanas te pisa tandriyam urudamni badha. People don't know the ultimate goal of life is Krishna, Vishnu. And therefore they engage in so many mundane activities to try to find happiness and to try to make themselves more powerful. And it's actually the blind leading the blind to go fall into a ditch. Te pisa tantriyam urudamni bhada. So therefore, devotees, we aren't the blind following the blind. We are following the sightful, Srila Prabhupada. Krishna swadamo bhagate dharma janadi bisaha. Kolona samdishamesha purnarko dunodita. After the departure of Lord Krishna to his own abode, he took with him knowledge and light and everything beautiful. But persons who have lost their light shall get great light from this Srimad Bhagavatam. Shall get their light from the incarnation of Lord Krishna, the Srimad Bhagavatam. Srila Prabhupada, he so kindly gave us this Srimad Bhagavatam to study and imbibe in our lives. And we are following the light, Srila Prabhupada, Srimad Bhagavatam, Lord Krishna. And by following that light, asato ma satkamaya tamasomam jyotirgama. Mityumam amritam gamaya asatomam satgamaya. Stop following ignorance. Don't follow the blind man. Asatomam satgamaya. Follow the truth. Srimad Bhagavatam, Bhagavad Gita, Srila Prabhupada. Asatoma satgamaya tamasoma jyotigama. Give up the tamasa, the darkness, the foolishness. Jyotirgama, come to the light. Mityumam, give up death. Amritam gamaya, and become deathless. Because we are souls, part and parcel of Govardhanadhari Krishna, who lifted Govardhan Hill, his servant, we are deathless. Even devotee passes away, he has gone to another place to engage in, to take up where he left off. We were 50% Krishna conscious. We'll be born in a Vaishnav family to take up our 50%. If we were 100% pure devotee like Srila Prabhupada, then one can go to the spiritual world, or like Srila Prabhupada, go to preach in other planets. And maybe we get the opportunity. One devotee once approached Srila Prabhupada and said, sometimes Srila Prabhupada, we're thinking that we'd like to go to other planets and preach with you. And Prabhupada said, that is pure devotion. That Srila Prabhupada is gone to another planet to preach, we want to join him and engage in that preaching mission of Srila Prabhupada. We don't need for ourselves to go home back to Godhead. I was often, even in the hospital, I was wondering, they told my son, I don't know if we can keep the blood inside of him. And I was thinking, what am I going to do? I get tired with the chamara after 10 minutes. I don't think I could do chamara all day, every day. I don't think I'm qualified to join Lord Krishna. So I was praying, let me join Srila Prabhupada somehow or other. Even I'm not qualified, fine. Take birth in a poor family that's not even Brahmins. Somehow meet Srila Prabhupada again and engage in his service. Here, the glorious pastime of the lifting of Govardhan Hill. And this is our position. We're not so great. We've only spent a few years practicing Krishna consciousness. We're still attracted to this material world. But if we gain some attraction to hearing the pastimes of Lord Krishna, like this Govardhan Puja, and we engage in the service of our spiritual master, by pushing on his movement, giving people the opportunity for Krishna Prasad, and Srila Prabhupada's books. Lord Krishna himself, when he was instructing his father and the cowherd men how to worship Govardhan Hill, one of the points was give prasadam to everyone. Kipper shot him to the cows. Kipper shot him to the dogs. Kipper shot him to the chandals. And that is our mission. Following the order of Giri Govardhan, Govardhan Adari, distribute prasadam to everyone. Chandalas, dogs, especially people, give them the opportunity of eating Krishna prasadam. Ultimately, they'll give up their demonic activity of eating so many abominable things. And it's the beginning of their devotional service if they eat Krishna prasadam. Give people Krishna prasadam. They'll be blessed. Their physical body will get a huge blessing of being Krishna-ized. So, in this way, give up the dark and go to the light. The light of Krishna consciousness. Krishna is not just the light. The light is emanating from that person, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Lord Krishna. And if we sincerely and seriously study his pastimes and engage in his service, we will be able to come to the light. And what does that say on the cover of BTG? God it is light, nations is darkness. Go to the light? Doesn't say go to the light. Where there's Godhead, there's... Say that again in English. The whole thing. Godhead is light, nations is darkness. And where there is Godhead, there is no nations. So, this Srila Prabhupada had put on the cover of his every BTG, Back to Godhead magazine. So Srila Prabhupada wanted us study these stories, Krishna pastimes, not from the Mayavadi, from Srila Prabhupada, from the pure devotee of Krishna. Stories that are from ancient Hindu culture, if we didn't hear it from the spiritual master, we don't know. Sometimes devotees tell stories. I don't know exactly where they got it. Even Jhutakarma Prabhu, where did you get that story? He asks. The story has to be from Srila Prabhupada's books. Krishna book, Srimad Bhagavatam, Bhagavad Gita, Chaitanya Charitamrita. Otherwise, we can't be certain who's translated, where it's come from. Even on the internet, if you look up the story of Govardhan Hill, they have the folklore of the, or the, what do they call it? Huh? Mythology of the lifting of Govardhan Hill. They think it's a myth. Therefore, one has to hear these stories from the pure devotee, only from the pure devotee, and study them very carefully so that one can keep them in one's consciousness. So now, unless we have any discussion, we're going to worship Govardhan Hill, and Bhakta Brad will lead the kirtan, followed by our Gauranga Prema. And we will circumambulate the great Govardhan Hill that Lord Krishna lifted, and we will distribute, get the prasadam and distribute the prasadam from the Govardhan Hill, and we'll chant the Vedic hymns, the Hare Krishna mantra, and worship Govardhan Hill. So any questions or discussion? You ready? What? 8:10. Okay, any questions? I never asked that. You've got to have a question because I'm never going to ask that again. Yes. Yes, yes. Oh. Ask the question, I'll repeat it.
And so I'm surprised that the residents of Vrindavan were actually doing a puja for Indra that didn't have anything to do with Krishna to begin with. So if you could shed any light on that.
The reason that they were engaged in this worship was Krishna's pastime. This is Krishna's pastime, and this is what Krishna wanted to happen. So the residents of Vrindavan, although they're pure devotees of Lord Krishna, they were even thinking Krishna was an ordinary boy. Of course, after they saw him defeat so many demons and perform so many Herculean activities, wonderful activities, they started to think maybe he's some demigod. Maybe Krishna is some special demigod. So this is Krishna's pastime. They were engaged in the Vedic rites, and some of the Vedic rites and rituals, they worship the demigods. It's not Krishna conscious, but it's Vedic. Therefore, we're not just Vedic, we're Krishna conscious. Prabhupada called this the International Society for Krishna Consciousness. We don't just follow the old tradition, just like worship. I think yesterday was Diwali. And for us, the holiday is Govardhan Puja. I think the day before, a few days ago, was Kali Puja, or one of those days. Where, yesterday? How do you know? Yesterday was Kali Puja. So, we're not engaged in the worship of Kali Ma. Sometimes we go to yoga studios and they chant, Ma, 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 ma. I couldn't even what are you chanting? One Mataji, one big at a Kali Puja, she was chanting a Vedic mantra. Indian lady, 1-2, 1-2, 1-2, 1-2. So I asked somebody, what's the mantra that she's chanting? He said, that wasn't a mantra. She was chanting 1-2, 1-2, 1-2, 1-2. To try to get us to meditate or do something. It was a program that Temple Bhajan Band went to play, but first they were doing their puja. So many pujas. Kali Puja, Kali Ma. Even it was one of our, we did a birthday party, Temple Bhajan Band, 10 days ago. And he said, please chant Kali, chant Ma Kirtan as much as possible. So we thought, Ma Kirtan, I know what he means. So we chanted, Jaya Radhe, Jaya Radhe, Radhe. That's our Ma Kirtan. Not this Kali Ma, or Shiva, Triambakam Yajamahe, Sugandhi Pustivardhanam. You know? These are some mantras of the impersonal class, and our business is to worship Krishna. But we may know. Somehow I learned. Triambakam Yajamahe, Sugandhi Pustivardhanam. How's it go? Kima Bandhanam, Mityor Mukshiyamam Ritat, Om Namah Shivaya. Isn't it? Some mantra about Lord Shiva somehow being like a cucumber. I'm not sure exactly what it means. So, we may know the Vedic mantras and the Vedic rites, but our business is Krishna puja. We're not involved in Kali puja unless they invite us to chant Hare Krishna at a Kali puja. Then we go to Kali puja. Otherwise, we're not worshiping Kali Ma. We're not worshiping Indra. We're not worshiping. Usually they start kirtan in the yoga studios. First you worship Ganesh. Gam Ganapataye Namo Namaha. They asked Prabhupada if they could worship Ganesh, one sannyasi. And he said, Prabhupada said, when you are collecting and donating to me $100,000 a day, wasn't it? $100,000 per day, then you can worship Ganesh. Ganesh worship. So we're not concerned with these worship of the demigods. We're only concerned with worshiping Krishna. Yasmin to stay, Jagat to stump. Supply food to the stomach and all the limbs become. I asked the doctor, how can this wound on my foot close? He said, only by good nourishment. You have to eat plenty of protein. He's vegetarian himself, Dr. Suzuki. Not exactly Krishna conscious, but he said, you eat tofu and protein, vegetarian products, and that will help with the healing. Nourishment. So when one nourishes the, provides food to the stomach, all the limbs become nourished ultimately. So by worshiping Krishna, Yasmin to stay, Jagat to stop, all the demigods, including Indra, become satisfied. All glories to Sri Guru and Gauranga. Now let's worship Govardhan Hill. Govardhan Puja. They used to, you know. They used to sing in the Gurukul. My kids would come home every day, especially around Govardhan. If you neglect to worship the hill, you will be, how's it go? You'll be bitten by the snakes. Govardhan Puja, Govardhan. Okay, let's practice that song later, after the kirtan. All glories to Sri Guru and Gauranga.
Namo Vishnupadaya Krishna Prastaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Iti Namine. Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvisesha Sunyavadi Asunyadishnatarine. Jaya Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shri Vasadi Gaur Bhakta Vrinda Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Giradhar Shri Vasadi Gaurakavinda Jaya Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shri Vasadi Gaur Bhakta Vrinda Jaya Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shri Vasadi Gaur Bhakta Vrinda Jaya Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shri Vasadi Gaur Bhakta Vrinda Jaya Radhe, Jaya Krishna, Jaya Vrindavan. Jaya Radhe, Jaya Krishna, Jaya Vrindavan. Gopala
Jaya Radhe, Jaya Krishna, Jaya Vrindavan. Shri Govinda Gopinatha Madana Moha. Shama Kunda Radha Kunda Giri Govardhan. Shama Kunda Radha Kunda Giri Govardhan. Jamuna Jaya Jaya Mahavan.
Kalindi Jamuna Jaya Jaya Maravan.
Kalindi Jamuna Jaya Jaya Mahavan. Kishikat Bansibat Dwadashakana.
Kishikat Bansibat Dwadashakana.
Yahasa Balila Koilo Shinanda Nanda.
Yahasa Balila Koilo
Shinanda Jashoda Jaya Jaya Gopaga.
Shinanda Yashoda Jaya Jaya Gopaga.
Shimada Di Jaya Jaya Denu Vatsaga. Shabanu Jaya Jaya Kirtida Sundari. Shabanu Jaya Jaya Kirtida Sundari. Jaya Purnamasi Jaya Abhiranagari.
Jaya Purnamasi Jaya Abhiranagari.
Jaya Gopeshwara Jaya Vrindavanaman. Jaya Jaya Krishna Sakabatu Dijara.
Krishna Sakabatu Dejaraja.
Jaya Rama Gata Jaya Rohini Nanda.
Jaya Rama Gata Jaya Rohini Nandana.
Jaya Jaya Vrindavana Vasi Jatajan.
Jaya Jaya Vrindavan Vasi Jatajan.
Jaya Dvija Patni Jaya Jaya Naga Kanyagan.
Jaya Dvija Patni Jaya.
Bhakti jahara pailo Govinda chara.
Jaya deja patni jaya nagana.
Jaya rasa mandala jaya. Jaya radha shyam.
Jaya Radha Shyam,
Jaya Jaya Rasa Lila Sarva Manoram,
Jaya Jaya Rasa Lila Naram,
Jaya Jaya Jwala Rasa Sarva Rasa Sar. Parakiya bhave jaha prajita prachar.
Parakiya bhave jaha prajita prachar.
Shijana vipada padma Koriya smaran, Pada Padma, Koriya smaran, Dina Krishna Dase kahe nam sankirtan.
Dina Krishna Dasa kahe nam sankirtan. Radhe Jaya Krishna Jaya Vrindavan
Jaya Radhe Jaya Krishna Jaya Vrindavan Shri Govinda Gopinatha
Madana Mohan
Shri Govinda Gopinatha Madana Mohan Jaya Giri Govardhan, Jaya Giri Govardhan, Jaya Giri Govardhan, Jaya Giri Govardhan. Jaya Giri Govardhan, Jaya Giri Govardhan, Jaya Giri Govardhan, Jaya Giri Govardhan. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
I'm going to stop now. Okay. You want to say a giant verse? She wanted to chant something, a Giri Govardhan song. So we want to finish. We have to finish now.
We have to finish it.
Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Krishna, Krishna, Krishna Krishna,
I'm concluding.
Rama, Hare Rama,
Rama.
Hare Hare Jaya Prabhupada Jaya Prabhupada Jaya Prabhupada
Prabhupada Jaya
Jaya Guru Deva Jaya Guru Deva Guru Deva Jaya Guru Deva Nita Gora Haribol, Haribol, Gora Haribol, 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 Gora Haribol,
Giri Govardhan ki jai, Srila Prabhupada ki jai, Gaur Parimrandi Hari Hari Bol.
Jai Om Vishnu Para Paramahamsa Paribhakacharya Shri Shri Maharaj's Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada ki jai, Ananda Koti Vaishnava Vinniki Jai, Namachari Shila Haridas Thakur Ki Jai, Prem Sikho Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda, Shri Advaita Garadara Srivasadi Gora Bhaktavinda Ki Jai, Shri Shri Radha Krishna Gopi Gopinath Shamakunda Radha Kuni Giri Govardhani Ki Jai, Vrindavan Dhami Ki Jai, Navadvip Dhami Ki Jai, Ganga Mayi Ki Jai, Yamuna Mayi Ki Jai, Tulasi Devi Ki Jai, Bhakti Devi Ki Jai, Samaveda Bhaktavinda Ki Jai, Gaur Premanande, Hari Hari Bol, all glory symbol devotees, all glory symbol devotees, all glory symbol devotees, all glory to Shri Guru and Shri Gauranga, Gaur Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. So this concludes the ceremony for the worship of Govardhan Hill. So all the devotees are invited to come over to the Bhishadam room, and we're going to distribute the hill, Govardhan Hill, and the different preparations that were offered around it, and also the regular Mahabhishadam will be also all distributed over there. Okay? Thank you very much. Hare Krishna.
Yes, ma'am. Anybody want to come down?